Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Tell him, stop worrying. Just be happy. Got one hand clap and a couple of amens. Just about again, stop worrying. God got this. He's trying to train you for greater. Somewhere along the line, you got to stop worrying about stuff. Somewhere along the line, you got to cast all your care upon the Lord, for you know he cares for you. Somewhere along the line, you got to stop letting your mind be so troubled and so anxious over stuff and say, Lord, this is your ball game. This is your problem. This is your battle. You taught me how to fight my battle. I fight my battle with praise, prayer, declaration. Amen. That's your battle. You fight that battle. And I'm talking about genuine. Let it go. Tell somebody, let it go. Stop worrying about weapons you see formed against you, because they will not prosper. But God will let you be tested. He'll test your mettle. I oftentimes see this picture of a soldier in 120 degree temperature in the jungle, carrying that 120 pounds on his back, all painted in jungle color with the fatigues and, you know, the camouflage, and suddenly he hears an enemy. So he's got to stand up against that tree, and all kind of bugs crawling on him, buzzing around his face, biting him. But he knows if he makes a sound. And see, sometimes God will have you almost in a spot like that. Amen. Proving your mettle. Amen. Not to destroy you, but to prove you. Amen. Who's ready for the next level? Amen. Who's ready to pass some tests? Who won't flinch? Amen. Who will say, oh king, we're not careful to answer you in this matter? Amen. Who's not afraid of the lion's den? Amen. Tell somebody, he'll do it. He'll allow that sometime. Well, I heard one person say it. Tell somebody. Tell somebody right now. He'll allow that. Because you don't say it, don't mean it. Well, I ain't going to say that. It's coming to you anyway. His voice is all, whenever God speaks, is his frequencies expressed. He said, my word will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I sent it to accomplish. Now, we being in a garden eastward in Eden, whatever God's going to do in the planet, the four rivers that leave the garden actually are the four chambers of our heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We cannot allow our heart the particular channels of our heart to be stopped up, because out of it flow the issues of life, the Zoe life. So in relation to what we looked at last week, depending upon how we allow those rivers to flow, and notice in I believe it's John 7:38, where it says, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his spirit, out of his heart, out of those four chambers shall flow rivers of living water. Where are they flowing to? They're flowing into the earth realm to take up space, to invade space, to subdue darkness, push the enemy out, establish a kingdom. Amen. Tell somebody, if it's going to be, it's because of me. All light, all energy, and all matter became manifest as God's voice was expressed. All we ever need is a word from the Lord. Now we have the word. I guarantee you, if you'll open this sometimes and read or even study it, even if you don't have the best of study habits, pray. Ask God. God knows your heart. I guarantee if you open it up and study it, that there'll be rhema. Somehow God has a way to speak to you in the now. And if you're not dull of hearing, amen. And, you know, just so preoccupied. This is why the enemy always trying to preoccupy your mind. Get you thinking about something. Before service, somebody may try to call you. You better check who it is. Because you might not want to talk to them just before service. Because it changed your vibration. You were coming happy. Now you're coming in heavy. So-and-so talked to you. Man, why did I answer that phone? See, that's toxicity. Amen. So we open that up, and we there's the Logos, there's the Rhema. These are God's frequencies expressed. All we'll ever need is here. You that study the word, you can agree with me, and even you that casually read it, it's amazing how God can speak to us. He can speak to you in Leviticus. In Nahum. Who? Is that the Bible? Yes, it's in the Bible. He can speak to you outside of the word. Because the word's on the inside. The kingdom's on the inside of you. Holy Spirit can speak things to you. It may not be a verse in the scripture, but it's coming from Eden, the heart of God. Amen. This is why we must consistently and constantly take heed as to what we listen to. The enemy's subtle at seduction. You ever noticed that? Always, he knows he can't stand toe-to-toe with you and go blow-to-blow with you. He has to seduce you, trick you, be subtle. I remember early on when I would want to be going on a fast, and I determined today, you know. And then guess what? My favorite meal. Man, we just want to have you over. You know, have some barbecue. You know what I mean? Just right there, right where you about to take a step, he's throwing a stumbling stone. Let me ask you, when you came in tonight, what language were you speaking? What body language? How many of your body has a language? Was it high or low? High or low? When it's high, listen, when our body language is high, and it's determined basically on a decision. That's why I always say the war is in the mind. You know, the enemy wants to make you feel, feeling like you can't do a certain thing or you can't decide a certain thing. But once you decide, that word is actually decree. God says it shall be established. So we cannot be those that are indecisive. Don't make hasty decisions, but when you decide, you know, contemplate, weigh out, and then decide. Amen. Tell somebody, make up your mind. We don't want to be guilty of cognitive dissonance, because that's how he caused the first man to fall. He split him. He divided him. God hath not surely said. When they were already like God, but they were uncertain. Nothing uncertain about God. When your body language is higher, you are sharper mentally. How many know that? A lot of times when you wake up in the morning, your body language ain't high. Right? But in the course of the day, or depending on what your routines and your habits are, when it's higher, you're sharper mentally, you're sharper emotionally, you're sharper spiritually, and ultimately, you're sharper physically. Isn't it amazing how physically you can be stronger just by certain thoughts? You can find strength where you didn't think you had strength just by certain thoughts you start thinking. Or is your body language lower? You're slumping over. Let me see who's slumping here. You're slumping over. Negative thought flows. You're listening right now, but you're still thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. Negative thought flows, or negative thoughts flowing through your mind. Because these vibrations, these thoughts and feelings are vibrations. Remember, this is God's bandwidth. I was reading something today and listening to something about how you can change habits. And usually it's stuff that either frightens people or, you know, some kind of threat where people want to change then. But that's not really going to change you. That doesn't do it. That either causes what they call fight or flight syndrome. And statistics say that most people, they don't respond to that anyway. You know why? The physical body is not made. God didn't make us to respond in fear and in dread. We are made to respond to positive stimuli. Amen. This is how the brain is geared. So, you know, stop fussing yourself out. Stop, you know, using that negativity. And start, like the word says, think on these things. That's health to your navel and marrow to your bones.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.